Part 12, Chapter 5. A few miles to the north, Turl and the mine site cover plane were engaged in a dance of battle. Johnny slammed his battle plane toward the two ships. Suddenly, they moved farther north. One plane was running away to the north. The other took off in pursuit. Two Scots running away? No. Johnny suddenly understood what was happening. It was a trick. Turl was pretending to run away to lure the Scots into a trap maneuver. Radio silence. Damn radio silence. The Scots fell for it. Before Johnny could get there, Turl had looped back and deadly fingers of flame were raking the Scots' ship. The target flamed. It roared toward the ground. Two men ejected right and left from the burning plane. Their jetpacks smoked as they bit and arrested their falls. They were sailing some distance apart. If Johnny could get behind Turl while he was still concentrating on the plane... Yes! Turl dove to shoot one of the pilots, unable to resist a sadistic touch. The pilot was hit and spun back upward. Johnny was right behind Turl. He pressed his gun trips and the artillery blasters knifed into the ship. Then, abruptly, Turl's plane was gone. A quick glance at the view screens. Turl was above him. But Turl didn't shoot. Abruptly, Johnny realized that Turl was going to ignore him and try to get back to the compound and shoot up the ground troops. The keynote of Cyclo battle tactics was outguessing with a plane's keyboard. The planes could dart so quickly and at such changing speeds that one had to divine what the other would do and do it first. Johnny snapped his battle plane in front of Turl's. For an instant, he could see the face-masked Cyclo through the armored windscreen. It was Turl. A madly efficient Turl. A Turl who, for all his insanity, was a past master at flying and a top marksman. Johnny wondered whether he could match this maniac. Turl went to the right. Johnny had outguessed him and gone the same direction. Turl went farther right. Johnny had outguessed him and was in front of him with ready firing guns. Turl went up. Johnny's hands on the keyboard did not outguess him, and Turl was almost able to dart past and return to rake the compound assault teams. Johnny corrected and almost rammed Turl from below.